Most people are aware of the healing power of music, so the Ypsilanti Community School District is combining an upcoming concert event with a wellness component. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson and Dr. Wanda Witten-Sherney, CEO and Medical Director of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, the Michigan chapter. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the music we're referring to is a concert coming up. It's called Jazz in the Parking Lot, hosted by Ypsilanti Community Schools. It's going to be Friday, July 28th, the Johnny Lawrence and the Power Band. But there's, I would think some people would consider an unusual element to the evening, and that's why Dr. Witten-Sherney is here. There will be free sickle cell disease testing. And Dr. Edmondson, I understand that's a situation that you're quite familiar with.
That is true. I have sickle cell trait. I do not have the full disease, but I'm a carrier.
Is that embarrassing for you to talk about, or do you think it's something that should be out there and we should be talking about?
Oh, it's definitely not an embarrassment. You have to talk about things, and I'll just give you a little two-second story. Walking through the high school, a student stopped me and said, Dr. Edmondson, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, do you have sickle cell trait? I said, I do. He said, I have sickle cell the disease. Connected us immediately.
Hmm. Tell us about the disease, Dr. Witten-Sherney.
Well, one thing I say about sickle cell disease is people don't know very much about it, and frequently what they do know is wrong.
Hmm.
So we're always out there trying to dispel myths, okay? If you get a sickle gene from both parents, then you have sickle cell disease. And that the hallmark of sickle cell disease is pain. Okay, and it comes periodically, it comes out of nowhere. Another big problem is increased susceptibility to infection. Now, if you get a sickle gene from one parent and a normal gene from the other parent, then you have sickle cell trait. And a lot of people think, oh, that's a mild form of sickle cell disease, but it's not. It is a carrier state. And the reason it's so important for you to know whether you have sickle cell trait or not is because if you have it, if both parents have sickle cell trait, there's a 1 out of 4 chance with each pregnancy of having a child with sickle cell disease. So we want people to know that ahead of time. We don't want anybody to have a baby with sickle cell disease by accident, only by choice.
Is it curable?
Sickle cell disease is curable. Now, sickle cell trait, you really wouldn't need to cure because it's not a disease. It's just a carrier state. Sickle cell disease, on the other hand, we have a cure. It's called bone marrow transplant.
Hmm.
But the problem with bone marrow transplant is that it's dangerous, and you can actually die from having a bone marrow transplant. So we don't offer it. We offer it to people that have a lot of difficulty. We always have to weigh the risks against the benefits when we're offering bone marrow transplant. So we're really looking for a universal cure.
So, Dr. Edmondson, you have the trait.
Yes.
How does that impact how you feel?
I feel fine.
Yeah?
Absolutely. And Dr. Sherney said it best. We had lunch a few weeks ago, and she just cleared some things up for me because I assumed incorrectly that a lot of my genetic disposition or disorders were a result of having sickle cell trait. Listening to my sister and my
sister. Does she have it?
My sister does. My father does. My boys do not, and my niece does. So we all have the trait.
And then the main thing we really want to say about sickle cell trait is if you have it, you should stay hydrated and you should be conditioned before you exercise. But usually the complications that come with sickle cell trait are extremely rare. The main thing you need to know about having sickle cell trait is if your partner also has it, you can have a baby with sickle cell disease.
Mm-hmm. So here we have this Jazz in the Parking
Yes.
Lot concert coming up, Ypsilanti Community Schools. You got great music, Johnny Lawrence and the Power Band, Friday, July 28th.
Former alum.
Awesome.
Well, I guess you're an alum. You're not a former alum. You're an alum.
You're always there.
And it's taking place. Tell us where it's taking place.
Esterbrook Parking Lot or 1885 Packard Road. That's where the administration building is. But we're very excited about bringing our community together. And naturally, you don't have to be a community member. You don't have to have children in Ypsilanti Community Schools. This is pretty much the school and our sponsors of McDonald's, Sweetwater, United Healthcare, YMCA, There and Back Transportation, WEMU, Play at the Cage, and one more, YHC, that's the Housing Commission. It's just giving back to our community, all of us, the partnership. So I'm very excited. And there will be a $5 donation for parking, and that goes to Ypsilanti Community Schools organizations.
So I'm imagining this lovely summer night, this great music, everybody's together. And yet, again, you'll be having Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, Michigan chapter there to provide free sickle testing. And I'm wondering, why is it important to know that you even have the trait?
Well, it's important to know if you have the trait, because if both parents have sickle cell trait, there's a possibility, a 1 out of 4 chance with each pregnancy of having a baby with sickle cell disease. Mm-hmm. Every baby born in the state of Michigan is tested for sickle cell disease at birth. And in the Detroit metropolitan area, I'm the one that makes the phone call to the mother to tell her about the condition. And frequently she will say, well, that can't be. My baby can't have sickle cell disease because I have the trait, but the baby's father doesn't. Mm-hmm. And what typically has happened is she's asked him, did he have it? Instead of saying, what is that? He says, oh, no, I don't have that. And 1 out of 10 African-American men have sickle cell trait. So then I bring him in because we do free testing at the SCDAA and test him. And yes, in fact, he does have sickle cell trait. You know, so this mother, this family was put into basically shock, you know, about, yeah. And the reason that we want to test at birth is because there was a really important study that showed that giving penicillin twice a day would decrease the chances of a baby dying from infection. So we want to get these babies started on penicillin. That's one of the treatments that we use, a preventative treatment to make sure babies don't get infections.
Dr. Edmondson, how important is it to you? It's supposed to be a fun night for the community, but this is going to be going on as well.
Oh, that it's exciting to me. I'm an educator, and it doesn't stop at K-12. Mm-hmm. Okay, you educate your community, then you educate your world. So I'm just very excited about this partnership. It's not just this one and done for us. It's a partnership that Dr. Cherney and I are working on that's going to extend way beyond the walls of or boundaries and borders of Ypsilanti and Washtenaw County.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, we have some ideas. I mean, we're going to take the show on
you
the road.
You always have ideas.
Yeah. We're going to take the show on the road. When she asks me to do things or when I have other opportunities, I want the partnership. You're coming with me. Wherever I go, you're coming with me.
We want everybody in the Ypsilanti Public School System to know their sickle cell trait status.
And it's open to the entire community.
Absolutely. And that whole music thing, you know, we have a special program where we have adults living with sickle cell disease, tutoring students living with sickle cell disease, and we had music therapy, you know, because to help ease the pain. And I do want to just put in a shameless plug for our High Five for Sickle Cell campaign. We'll have lots of flyers at the festival, but you can do a high five with your friend and take a selfie and post it on social media. You can visit our website at www.scdaami.org and give a $5 donation, or you can text the word five to 52,000, and that would add $5 to your phone bill and send us $5 as painless giving. So I had to sneak that in there.
We'll put all the links on our webpage too.
Great.
So people
perfect.
Can find it.
May I last, just my shout out to the doctor, is that we already had a $500 financial donation. I shared that with her last month, that we have a $500 cash donation toward the Sickle Cell High Five campaign. And lastly for us, I don't want to forget that with Jazz in the Parking Lot, we have kid-friendly activities, so we encourage families to come out. We have the Fly Art Center. Fly stands for the love of Ypsilanti, and the YMCA to provide fun, kid-friendly activities.
Jazz in the Parking Lot coming up Friday, July 28th. Everybody's invited, right?
Everybody's
great music, invited. Great night, great community, maybe making a difference in somebody's future.
There you go.
Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, the superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools, thanks for being here with us. Dr. Wanda Witten-Cherney, CEO, Medical Director of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, Michigan Chapter, thanks so much for sharing with us today.
It's been great. Thank you.